One day, a man opened the morning newspaper and was dumbfounded to read in the obituary column that he had died. He quickly phoned his best friend and asked him, "Did you read today's newspaper? They say I died." His friend replied, "Yes, I saw it. But now tell me, where are you calling from?" My dear friends, today we celebrate the solemnity of the ascension of Jesus. After his resurrection, Jesus left tomb. He first appeared to Mary Magdalene, and then Jesus appeared to his disciples multiple times, showing them that he was truly alive. He spoke with them, ate with them, and even allowed them to touch his wounded hands and feet. He instructed them to continue his mission of spreading the good news to all nations. But first, they had to wait in Jerusalem for the power of the Holy Spirit. And then the time came for Jesus to ascend into heaven. My dear friends, why did Jesus spend 40 days after his resurrection before ascending into heaven? Jesus spent 40 days on earth after his resurrection to continue teaching his disciples, strengthen their faith, and prepare them for their mission of spreading the gospel to all nations. During this time, Jesus appeared to them multiple times, proving that he was truly alive and giving them further instructions. This period of 40 days allowed for a gradual transition from his physical presence to the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. On the 40th day after his resurrection, Jesus decisively ended his time on earth and entered into God's heavenly domain. This event was foretold in the Old and New Testament of the Bible. Some of these references occur before the event. For example, in Psalms, David foretold the ascension of the Lord when he spoke of the enthronement of the Lord at the right hand of the Father. Psalms 110, verse 1. The Lord Jesus himself had spoken to his disciple about his ascension. For example, while they struggled to understand Jesus' suffering and death, he told them that he was going to the Father. John chapter 14, verse 2. While on trial, Jesus had told high priest, "From now on, you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of God most powerful and coming on the clouds of heaven." Matthew chapter 26, verse 64. While Mary Magdalene was at the tomb weeping, Jesus had told her of his ascension and return to the Father. John chapter 20, verse 17. However, only the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of Apostles describe the actual event of the Ascension. My dear friends, what does the Ascension mean for us? It reminds us that Jesus' work of redemption is complete. He has triumphed over sin and death. And by entering into heaven, Jesus has opened the way for us to follow him. The Ascension reminds us that heaven is our ultimate hope. Our activities and priorities should be directed towards this end. St. Paul encourages us to focus on righteous matters and to set our hearts and minds on things above. By doing so, we will experience the presence of God and share in the glory of Christ. The Ascension shows us that, like Jesus went into heaven, all Christians can also go there. It is a reminder that our true home is heaven with God. My dear friends, let us develop a heavenly mindset, consumed with the things of God. By thinking of the glories of heaven, we can be inspired and encouraged to live a more heavenly-minded life. The Ascension of Jesus is a moment of great joy and hope. Jesus has entered into his glory, and he has opened the gates of heaven for all of us. He has led the way and invites us to join him. The church established this feast of Ascension, not only to celebrate Jesus' entrance into glory, but also to celebrate the entrance of all his children into the heavenly kingdom. Today, let us rejoice in the Ascension of Jesus. Let us embrace the hope and joy that it brings. And let us strive to live our lives in a way that reflects our ultimate goal of being with him in heaven. May God bless you.